Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm Howard Feldman. We've been speaking, mentioning earlier in the week around this terrible incident that allegedly took place in Mozambique. To get information is not as easy as we would hope. Somehow our news outlets are hardly even covering what is going on in northern Mozambique. So we've gone to the expert, Jasmine Opperman. A very good morning. How are you?
Good morning and morning to your listeners. Well, like you said on Twitter, it's Friday the 13th, so let's see how it goes.
Yeah, exactly, because what could possibly go wrong? Jasmine, this story is, it just sounds too horrific to contemplate. Did this happen? Were 50 people decapitated in northern Mozambique?
I think we need to be careful here. We need to keep in mind that last week we have seen an intense offensive by the insurgents in Mudumbi, actually taking control of the district capital. Were there 50 beheadings at the sports field at one spot? I'm sorry, there is no factual verification thereof. Were there beheadings last week in the Mudumbi district? Most definitely, yes.
Right. So something happened. There's been this story, but we don't really know exactly what it is.
I think this is the, in terms of how government is clamping down, on media freedom, and now coming out and denying the massacre, it becomes a number game. If it be 5 or 50, the situation is devastating in Cabo Delgado. So I think the focus on the one event, on the one hand, it's good, it's drawing international attention, but beheadings have been taking place for over 2 to 3 years. And we have to be clear on that. Mudumbi, 45% to 50% of the district has been taken by the insurgents. That we know. And contacts have been reporting this. But the massacre itself, a lot of questions being raised that it was one specific event.
All right. So can you give us a sense of what is going on in the region?
It is spiraling. We are sitting with a serious crisis, Howard, and I've been saying this on your program many a time, Howard, with an insurgent group that is still occupying Mosambua de Praia, that has launched 3 attacks in Tanzania, that is succeeding in cutting off main access routes and simultaneously move into Mudumbi and take and occupy over half of the district, moving up to Mueda. The situation is a human travesty that we've never seen before in this region. We sit with a government in denial that does not want to acknowledge its own failures. It is truly a regional crisis beyond comprehension.
Is SADC or the AU actually dealing with this?
SADC and the AU, and there has been numerous SADC level unilateral calls, both South Africa, Zimbabwe, Tanzania. Does SADC have the capacity, the capability to do something is another question. I doubt that seriously. But no matter what the AU decides or SADC, if the Mozambican government does not change its current narrative of being in control, of having the capacity to deal with this crisis, there is not much that can be done by anyone or any other state in this region.
It's really frightening because, as you say, you use the word spiral. It's just getting worse and worse. And at what point does it suddenly become a situation that is almost impossible to contain, or it's going to take years and significant loss of life to contain?
Albert, and here, sadly again, I have to bring the bad news. We have broken the 3-year barrier with the insurgency. Now, if you look at insurgencies breaking the 3-year barrier, it becomes a medium to long-term problem. I don't foresee this insurgency coming to an end very soon. And I think that, sadly to say, unless there's a drastic turnaround, we are not seeing an insurgency even close to an end or being contained successfully by the government.
How far north is this? Does this affect or impact on general life in Mozambique? If somebody's living in Maputo, is this something that they are constantly aware of, worried about, or is this just something that is happening far away from them?
It is happening far away from them. That is the sad case. Mm. That's why we talk about the forgotten Cabo Delgado. Mm. It is far up. I mean, we're talking the border area of Tanzania. If we go right up north, that there is a resistance to be taken up into the military in Maputo, we have seen. But for the people of Maputo, this is not a problem impacting on their daily lives. Whereas if you look at the people in Pemba, Nampula, where IDPs are being taken up, it is becoming a harsh reality that has to be dealt with. I mean, Howard, we are talking 450,000 people now displaced. Hmm. That is a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
We're talking about people that have seen their kids being killed right in front of them. Psychologically, there is trauma. Where they are being accommodated, there's not enough health services. So we sit with cholera. We are sitting with COVID-19. It is just an endless spiral in terms of what is happening in Cabo Delgado.
It's incredible. I always think that here in Africa we are our own worst enemies, because we'll so much focus on things that are happening anywhere around the world, but in our own backyard we just somehow have been, I don't know, have we been taught? Do we not care? What is it that we just simply look the other way? And even within the own country, and that's why I asked the question, even within Mozambique itself, people are looking the other way.
Let me call it a political will. If you look at SADC, let's be honest, it has always been about political elitists taking care of their own interests. It has always been about sovereignty. It has always been a protecting certain political individuals. So the political will to deal with this matter beyond that framework is simply not at play. And specifically in Maputo, where we are seeing an elitist club in control, and that makes it 10 times worse.
These are the conversations that we need to be having. Where do you think this is going to go? I mean, do you foresee that there will be an event that is so bad that finally people will take notice? Will it take that, or do you think slowly or governments and SADC and the AU will get to the point that they know that this is something that has to be dealt with?
I hope your last scenario is the correct one, because we don't want to see people being killed. But for as long as the LNG sectors are protected and their interests are taken care of, for long as there are economic benefits derived from that LNG sectors, the rest of Cabo Delgado will be of second priority. And I don't think we understand, with the Islamic State at play, the regional implications of this specific insurgency. What will it take? I do hope there will be a U-turn in thinking and dealing before more people are being killed. But sadly, Howard, I don't see that. I see show dressing, I see talk, I don't see a willingness, an eagerness to deal with this matter in a very urgent way. If you talk about losing two district capitals and you are still in denial, what will it really take for the government in Maputo to start realizing what is at play here?
You see, and to some extent, if the Mozambican government doesn't acknowledge it, then it's very hard for anyone else to.
And you are absolutely correct, Howard. That's why I say it is an insurgency with regional implications, but at the end, the solution lies in Maputo. They have to come to the board, and they have to make the turnaround and decide. Like you've said, If they don't do it, there's not much that can be done from the outside in terms of support.
Absolutely right. Jasmine Opperman, that's where we are going to leave it. Analyst talking to us about the situation in Mozambique. We speak to Jasmine from time to time, trying to get an understanding of what is going on in this area. Jasmine, thank you as always.